Wake up Saturday morning and we drive into the airport, Lumberton Airport or whatever it's called. And we're there and we're just watching skydivers. Must have been 75 people. The plane would go up and then half hour later you'd see 15 people fall, and we must have seen that happen like 6 or 7 times. And that to me was like awesome, to be able to see something work like clockwork, and like it, all these beginners and other types of people doing 12,000 foot dives and then just like landing in, and everybody was just, you know, wow, that was fun and everything. I said, okay, so that's, they seem to pretty much know what they're doing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that helped. So then Saturday night, they're basically, they used me as, you know, we got full dressed in a mock, and then we put all the stuff on, and you're gonna hit this switch when we come off the oxygen from the plane. You're gonna go in your personal oxygen tank, and then we're gonna hook up here, and you'll have to put your goggles here, all that type of stuff. So we went through the full dress rehearsal. It took. So we get in the plane on Sunday morning around 8 o'clock, and it took 45 minutes to get up that high, up to 30,000 feet. The type of plane that, I don't know if they showed it in the video, but yeah, it's basically where the wheels are always out and the wing is above the plane, and it's got no seats in it. So fortunately for me, we were pretty much sitting like this on the plane. My leg here, somebody's leg here, my leg in between somebody's leg. We were like packed like this. It was extremely loud that you couldn't hear anything other than, you know, like really, really loud. And you've got a helmet on and you're, you know, breathing like Darth Vader for 45 minutes. You've got a helmet with an earpiece connected into to your tandem guy. He's sitting next to me, but I'm hearing, I was like, what? But I could barely hear anything he was saying. Most of the stuff we were doing was, you know, that type of hand signals and stuff like that. So he's got two altimeters, a digital and an analog, and, you know, one's just going, you know, like this, and, you know, we hit 7,000 feet. You know, 10 minutes later, we're at, you know, 12,000 feet, 13,000 feet, 14,000 feet. So you're just sitting there, 45 minutes, just breathing with a helmet on. And a normal window is like right here on a plane. So when I'm sitting here, all I see is blue sky. So I didn't have the torture that Yannick did sitting in front of the rolling gate. It was just made of like clear plexiglass. So Yannick was over here, and I was sitting facing that way. Yannick was able to see the ground the whole time, and Yannick was like this, like the whole time. Because when you've been in a plane flying, you know, at 30,000 feet, you know, you're looking out the window. So just imagine just going, you know. So it's a completely different view at 30,000 feet than 12,000 feet. 12,000 feet still looks like you can see trailer parks, you can see, yeah, you can almost see the depth of a rooftop to a building. At 30,000 feet, it's Google Maps. It's, you know, it's like scroll up, scroll down. So at 14,000 feet, 16,000 feet, it's just like, you know, when is this thing gonna get up there? All of a sudden, you hit 20,000 feet, and now it's like, all right, I can actually see that we're going to get to 30,000 feet real quick. It's 22,000 feet. Now they start talking. All right, we're going to be taking you guys off the oxygen soon, and we're going to switch over to your local tanks. You got to pull out the thing, switch on from here. And then all of a sudden, and they told us, once we get the green light from the captain, we'll all be out of the plane in under a minute. So all
what
of a sudden,
you don't jump.
And I'm not saying like you do not have a choice. Like you can't talk, you can't communicate. They're behind you, they're hooking you up. Trust me when I tell you. You decide before at that point when they say we're going. So I'm just sitting there and all of a sudden it's like cut out of the captain. It's like, all right, let's go, move up. So all of a sudden you stand up and then I get like this and the other guy hooks on one.
So your foot in the front?
Yeah, four like that, and then there's the cameraman, there's Yannick and his tandem guy, another cameraman, and this guy Rob and was gonna go out after me. So now I see Yannick in a squat position. They've got a pole above the door, and I see Yannick go up and grab the pole like this, and he stands there like this, and the other guy is behind him, and then I see Yannick go like this, and then I see them rock, and then I just see Yannick go out the plane Just like, just out of view, like that. And then all of a sudden in my ear, I hear, let's go, 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 our turn, let's move it, move it. So I get up and like, here, so here's the door like this. So I get up and I grab the pole like this and I'm just like seeing, you know, the plane's a little bit like, you know, like this at this point. And so I get up there and I'm holding on to the thing and I'm just looking like right down. It was just the scariest moment of my life. 30,000 feet, I can't explain to you. When this door is open and the wind is rushing and the noise that you're hearing, and the guy says, let go. And I said, I'm thinking I'm gonna fall. I said, well, just let go with both hands. He says, yeah. So I go like this, and Jason, come here for a second. I'm gonna be the other guy, Jason will be me. So put your hands up, like you're holding on to the pole. And then when I say let go, just go like this. All right, let go. So I feel this, and I thought we were going. He goes. And then we just went, and I'm in front now, and I just go. If you've ever done free fall at Great Adventure.
So you're pushed. Oh, wait, were you, this is hanging off, this is hanging out?
No, there was just a door like this.
And that's the sky.
No, no, fast forward, forward.
Yeah, we went forward.
The plane's going this way.
Yeah, the plane's going that way.
Pulls you out. Back.
Yeah, we go out like this, and we just you just see the plane just keep going. So
were you like tumbling?
No, but you feel if is that anybody ever done like a free fall thing like at Great Adventure or anything
where
you're in those things and they go up to the top and they just go. That you feel that for about 3 seconds. You just feel like you just and all of a sudden it's just. It's just this very peaceful, like there's a big fan underneath you, and you're just seeing the earth. You don't see it really coming at you too fast. No, I had a helmet, a mask, and goggles on. So I've got pictures. So at this point, I'm just floating like this, and then he's doing stuff where all of a sudden we would just go, whoa, like that, flip, and then back like that, and he was like spinning us. The next thing I know, I see this other guy go. Like right in front of us, like right in front of me. He's got the camera, and he's like this, and I'm going like this, and I'm floating. And in what appears to be 30 seconds, all of a sudden, whoa! And I said to him, well, did we just open? He goes, yeah. I said, why so soon? He goes, that was 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
I said, that was 2.5 minutes? I said, how many feet are we at? He goes, 4,000. I was ready to go another 2 minutes. I would have just went. and then from there, it's like, all right, take the goggles off, open up the oxygen mask, and then he gives me the reins. He says, "Do you see the airport?" And I said, "Is that it over there?" He says, "Yeah." So he says, "Turn into it." So I said, "Just pull down." He goes, "Yeah." So we turn into the airport, and so we're kind of like turning and gearing. He says, "Go around the airport, circle around," and then he says, "Let's practice." And then so. You go up like that, and it picks up speed, and you go down sort of instead of gliding. And at the last minute, you pull down, and then the thing just basically stops. So we did that like 2 or 3 times, and then we got right to the airport, the grass part, and then we just landed. I put my feet like this. It's called a slide instead of a stand. It's much easier on a tandem. And then just pulled down on the thing, and I just slid right.